In the little Russian town, the peace-loving villagers sleep. As the church bell tolls the midnight hour, a restful night to reap. Above towers the great bald mountain, its peak hidden by a single cloud. It stands over the quiet village, peaceful, majestic, and proud. But high atop the mountain's crest, a voice we know too well. The wretched sound of old witch Hazel as she casts her magic spell. Places in her witch's brew some spider legs and weeds, a toad, a snail, a black cat's tail, and poison ivy seeds. She looks up to the sky and says,
"This weather is not right. To celebrate this special day, I want a dark and stormy night."
It's the night of Halloween when an evil congregation of demons, ghosts, and goblins join the unholy celebration. Witch Hazel calls another spell with her cauldron all aglow. She sends a silent invitation to the cemetery below. And amidst the dark and silent graves, an eerie mist has spread. But wait, it's not a mist at all. It is the spirits of the dead. Their wispy bodies rising up like smoke from a candle's flame, floating up the mountainside as they whisper evil's name. The storm rages on the mountaintop, and as the ill winds blow, Witch Hazel calls her special friends, the demons from below.
Invoke my greatest power to open the gates of hell!
Suddenly, the earth splits open with crevices large and small, and from them eerie creatures come as they slither, slink, and crawl. Amidst the fire and the brimstone in hell's unholy light come beings slimy, dark, and steaming with eyes that glow in the night. They quickly move to form a circle, and round the flames they prance. They move in strange, inhuman ways in their weird and eerie dance. They utter words in praise of Satan in a shrill and frightening sound. Their bodies twist and undulate as they spin round and round. And from the opening in the earth, whilst demons chant and sing, come a flurry of winged cats and bats and other flying things. The wild wind whips the flame of hell till suddenly it dies, and on a boulder high above, Witch Hazel gives her cries.
Hear me, O great prince of darkness, for we bring thee many things, and all thy followers stand in awe to thy name we sing. For all of this is just for thee in the hope that thou dost might come celebrate along with us this very special night. O great one, master of us all, please grant that we may see thy mighty presence and thy power. O Satan, I summon thee!
And with these words, the earth vibrates with a noise that shatters the soul. The ground suddenly rips wide open to a gaping, fiery hole. A spinning ball of fire rises of a most incredible size, slowly sprouting arms and legs and two big yellowish eyes. It darkens and begins to change with the ears and tail of an elf. But this is no mere demonic host.
It is Satan, the devil himself. And now the devil's party starts with ghostly song and chants, and Satan sits to watch his creatures in their wild and frenzied dance. Witch Hazel draws from Satan's power, and with fire in her eyes, she takes command of the elements, and thunderbolts light the skies. To entertain the mighty guests, the cats and bats and things fly and move in a bizarre ritual, whilst a bony skeleton sings. When suddenly Satan rises, the earth trembling as he stands, he lifts his smoldering fist and says,
"Now I am in command."
He gathers up a ball of fire and aims for the town below, but lightning strikes the mighty mountain and the skies begin to glow. In the distance, a church bell chimes and stops the cloudless rain. And mighty Satan drops his fireball, his body writhing in pain. To the east, dawn's early beams turns the sky to gold. And Satan, blinded by this light, crawls back into his hole. With their master now retreated, the ghosts and demons fly back to their lairs within the earth, for the sun can fill the sky. The cats and bats and flying things jump back into the hole where the earth closes and seems to heal itself as if the cracks were never there. Witch Hazel curses to the sky and sits on her ragged stool, stirring at the dying fires as her brew begins to cool. She sadly calls up one last spell, and with the words she spoke, her witch's brew and cauldron vanish in a big black puff of smoke. Daylight inches across the sky, for soon the sun will show, and the good, God-fearing people wake in the little town below. Unaware of the spectacle that took place far above, the villagers prepare for church to worship God and love. Witch Hazel, alone on the mountaintop, scowls and calls out loud, then vanishes in a cloud. Every dog must have his day, and the devil did this night. But evil is no match whatsoever for the power of the good and the right.